Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. There are certain streets that reflect the changing character of the neighborhoods that they traverse. Sherman Boulevard, Brady Street, and on Milwaukee's south side, historic Mitchell Street. And it was Mitchell Street that drew Milwaukee audio artist Adam Carr and photographer Sonia Thompson for their second collaborative project. The duo first worked together on a project called Here Mothers Are, melding sound and visual storytelling. They're doing the same thing in Listening to Mitchell, which has its grand opening tonight. For the next 14 weeks, Lake Effect will air audio postcards from the project on Fridays. But today, Lake Effect's Bonnie North traveled to Lopez Bakery on the corner of Mitchell and South 11th Street to talk with Carr and Thompson about the scope of the project, which actually began over coffee and pastries at Lopez Bakery.
The two of us had similar experiences on Mitchell Street about, what was it, 6 months after Here Mothers Are, and we kind of found ourselves interested in this street and its scale with the architecture, its history, and also its incredible diversity. It's one of the most diverse streets, I think, in Milwaukee, and it also has a fantastic pedestrian traffic. So we were intrigued with what we could do and how we could activate the street and activate people to listen to each other. I think even backtracking to Here Mothers Are, though, what we learned about our process is that because of his interest in sound and my interest in image, and then our collective interest in place, that we can really together create an experiential installation that activates multiple senses and really challenges perception of place and your perception of self in that place. And so when we came to Mitchell Street and the scale of this street and thinking about can we actually engage someone for 8 city blocks, that was an exciting challenge. And Lopez was the place that we had coffee and kind of talked about it.
And the pastries are fabulous, I have
yes,
to say.
Yes.
I have an entire bag to bring back to the office, so everyone will be awesome. Happy with me with that.
You're welcome, Mitch.
So when you first sat down and had coffee here and thought, this is something we want to do, we want to create mm-hmm. an installation here, what came to mind? Mm-hmm. What was different about what you were doing here or what you wanted to do here as opposed to the first one?
With Here Mothers Are, we had a really great partner, the Dominican Center for Women, who had a lot of deep relationships within the neighborhood that we used and we worked with to get an introduction to the people of the neighborhood. On Mitchell Street, it was a lot less clear. I mean, this is a commercial corridor.
Yeah.
Mitchell Street, when you say that in Milwaukee, especially on the south side, it brings up memory, experience, connection, relationship. So it wasn't like, you know, we could go to the one place where all the Mitchell Street people were, because the South Side in Milwaukee are where the Mitchell Street people are. So that challenge was one that was really exciting, which was how do we find the people connected to the place?
Our first stop was with the BID, the BID number 4, and it's right off Mitchell Street here, and Nancy Bush is the executive director of the BID. And we made contact with Nancy, and we actually presented to the board and said we would like to engage this space, and we would like to do an installation here. And the board, that conversation was October of 2012, and the board was really excited. And so that was kind of the first push of like, okay, through this channel, we can meet business owners and kind of the current tenants on the street, and then dig into the history.
So the Business Improvement District both has that connection with business owners on the level of, okay, here are people, but also eventually we need that for displaying artworks. You know, that was actually they were instrumental in almost every place that we have a piece of making those introductions for us, and having that trusted partner on the street was super important. I mean, without that, there's no way this project could have happened. So once we had the support of the BID, we started doing interviews with business owners, and then also just kind of following the breadcrumbs of, you know, who has connections to Mitchell Street. We'd be doing one interview, and someone would come in from the next room and say, are you guys talking about Mitchell Street? And then they'd open up and all these stories would come tumbling out. Or we'd even be sitting, you know, in Lopez or in a coffee shop and, you know, we'd say, oh, we're working on this project on Mitchell. And people's eyes would get real wide and say, oh, man, when I was, you know, when I was 5 or when I was, you know, growing up or my formative teenage years, this is what happened on Mitchell. And then we'd make an appointment with them. And it really was that kind of, you know, slow but sure process of interviews where we get more and more people. You know, Mitchell Street's such a good prompt. A lot of times people would say, oh, well, I'm, you know, I'm not the expert on Mitchell Street, but they'd have such beautiful experience or such strong experience on the street, and they had expertise in that, you know, in their own personal experience, and that was something that we kept going to over and over.
When you were talking to all these people, did the scope of the project change as you were talking to people? Was there a different way to approach the entire thing that came to you during this process? Or did you pretty much stay with what you had envisioned?
Well, I think that I was going to add to Adam's comment there is that things got really sticky and complicated, right? A lot of nostalgia bubbled up, right? And people romanticizing the past and thinking about, oh, it was so great, and now where is it? And we didn't want to have, like, an overly sentimental project. It wasn't about a rose-colored kind of vision. We wanted to channel what was currently there, what was there in the past, and maybe what inspire kind of conversations of what could be. So there was a lot of pushing against what people were excited to tell us, and how did we kind of steer them to different kinds of points, you know? So where do you think Mitchell Street is today was a kind of challenging question to get people, mm-hmm. instead of saying like, oh, well, nothing's going on. Then they started actually kind of, well, no, I still go there for this, or I still visit Lopez, or I still go to the Sun Fair. So things kind of became more current. Because of the commercial corridor, we were interested in the idea of material culture and how it holds memory and how people, you know, when they see something or smell something, kind of relate to place. So the initial idea was that the images would somehow reference advertising and kind of be this ad campaign in some way, but instead of selling objects, would sell these personal narratives. And that was a rough concept at the beginning, you know, 18 months ago, mm-hmm. and it's come to life. So that's really exciting that kind of carried through, although there was a huge hill of what would these images be, you know, that development. So in terms of what stayed the same, that I'm really excited that that's there. And even conversations with people on the street as we're installing them, saying, oh, I saw these pictures on 7th, and that's cool that you're putting them, so they're connecting them across mm-hmm. the city blocks. That's really exciting.
Yeah, how many blocks does this take up in its full...
So it's from 5th to 12th. Our first piece is eastern facing on 5th, and our last piece is western facing on 12th. So that's about 7 blocks, and it's integrated into the corridor in between those streets. So, and we like to say from the Modjeska to St. Stan's, because those are two big markers on the street that people recognize. So we're on walls and storefront windows, and we're moving into stores. So there'll be artworks in all of those places throughout the corridor. And it's kind of like the idea is that it's like a treasure hunt. You know, we had a direction we wanted to go with the objects, and, you know, what would the conversations be like? What would they sound like? What would we talk about? Again, we kind of had a rough idea of where we would go, but we didn't say, here are the 20 topics we're going to talk about before we started. We were really open to having conversations, letting those go where they went, and we started seeing patterns. We started noticing that Mitchell Street was referred to in past tense a lot of times. We started noticing that there were a lot of childhood experiences, that there were a lot of very strong male narratives throughout the course of our interviews, and those became... We actually developed 20 themes that we were using to help focus both the audio of the project, but then also kind of the overall thematic approach to it. And then the sounds, we knew it would be a really wide range of voices. So when we started, we knew, okay, a wide range of voices. And then it was just a matter of finding people. And it was the people connected to the street who had a very diverse range of experiences, voices, and all that. So the question, did it change from where we started? Not a ton, and I think that's because we didn't presume that we would create, you know, frames that we're filling in.
You didn't come in with that structure
right,
already in place.
Right,
yeah. Right. We were really open to what Mitchell Street is shaping, what it sounds like and what it looks like, and that at times was really, really hard. You know, like when we've been working on something for a year and you're not sure what it's going to look like yet, or you're not sure what it's going to sound like, because we really wanted to be sensitive to what's here, to be informed by the reality of this place, that at times there's a lot of trepidation in our production process. There's a lot of, you know, like, geez, what are we doing? We've been doing this for a year. We don't know what it looks like yet. And we just had to have faith that, you know, our process in the street would give us the answers to that.
So this is launching now. When people come down to Mitchell, what are they going to experience? If they start looking for listening to Mitchell, mm-hmm. what are they going to find?
They'll find the street, first and foremost, and they'll find themselves on the street. The images are, some are quite large, so if you enter from the 12th, you'll see a series of four images, and you'll kind of be like, what's happening here? If you enter in the east, it kind of slowly builds in terms of what you see, but they're bright images of objects.
I mean, really, it's in windows on building sides throughout the corridor.
So empty signage.
Empty signs. So keep your eyes peeled. You know,
and
if you come
here, will there be a map?
There is a map, but also the map even in itself is a series of suggestions.
It's more like a treasure map, you know. So use all these prompts to find your own experience and connect the dots between images, and maybe dial into the cell phone audio, listen to a story. If you come on July 11th, you're actually going to show up at 723 West Mitchell, which is the location of our site-specific audio installation.
Yeah. So on July 11th, and then until August 10th on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, we have an audio installation that's going to be open on the street. So that'll give you a home base to come to experience some of this. And we've partnered with a group named Arup, who is a sound engineering firm. They do all sorts of things involving sound, from, you know, doing construction in buildings and isolating, you know, floor 13 from floors 14, 15 to working with artists. And we're so fortunate to be working with them. And what we've done with them is taken an empty storefront at 723 Mitchell Street, and we're going to be installing 18 speakers.
Be
18 speakers in the space. And when you walk into it,
it's an immersive sound space.
Right. There'll be these washes of sometimes chaotic multiple voices going at once, and you'll be pulled literally in different directions trying to hear it. There'll be times where a single voice will kind of be doing a monologue, where you'll be able to hear an excerpt from an interview that we've done, and hear one of these voices, one of these characters, one of these people that we've gotten to know. Really, it's hard to explain without experiencing it.
Will it change? It's not going to be on a loop?
It is, in fact, the way that we're even programming it is involving a lot of randomization. So, you know, that's actually, it echoes the entire concept of the piece, that there isn't a single truth to Mitchell Street. There isn't a single right version to Mitchell Street, because it's been the home to so many different waves of immigrants, different waves of people, businesses, cultures. You know, we couldn't say, here's the document of Mitchell Street, and part this nebula of voices really captures what the place is.
You know, the experience on the street from 12th to 5th is about getting people to kind of have a site-specific experience of place and space. And then when you go into the storefront, you're also going to be kind of pulled into the space and move to one end of the store to the other, or maybe surrounded, you know, overwhelmed. So this real visceral experience on the street and in that space. Also, if people call in and leave their own stories, the phone number is 921-2622, and if they dial #0, we're taking those stories that people share that we haven't had an opportunity to interview and mixing that into the sound space as well. So that will also create this evolution.
So it's an ongoing process for the entire length of
yeah.
the project.
So if you come back twice, actually if you just stay in there for a while, it's going to keep being different. You know, it's not going to be a 15-minute single experience.
Which is why it's so exciting that we're partnering with you to also feature the narratives on the radio, because that's the... When you're in your vehicle, listening to the radio is one time that you're totally immersed in listening, I feel like, you know. And so how can we have that experience on the street as well as throughout the city?
Well, briefly talk about the little things that we're going to be running over 14 weeks. I mean, on Fridays, we're going to have this Listening to Mitchell piece that's specifically for the radio and for Lake Effect.
Right. And we've created a 20-part cell phone guide that has different mixes and some solo voices in them. But one of the things we found while editing it is that on a cell phone or on a phone receiver, it's hard to hear the nuances, the subtlety of voices, and it's also just hard to do some of the cool things you can do with radio, or presuming the audience is hearing it from a very clear sound source. So we're going to be taking some of those cell phone pieces that we've made that are mixes, some of them monologues, some of the stories, and presenting those.
So those are starting next week. Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Sonia and Adam, it has been great to kind of catch up with you guys again. It's always good to talk to you both. But this is a fantastic project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks
and this,
so much.
This table where we're sitting would be a great place for an audience member to see Mitchell Street. There's a bus stop here. There's a lot of car traffic here. You can kind of see firsthand what the street looks like sitting in Lopez Bakery.
Right.
Having a delicious treat.
I was going to say, and the tastes of Mitchell. That's
exactly.
The other part.
Exactly.
Because you just look at the case over there, and it's drool-inducing.
It is.
So, well, thank you both so much for coming out. I know it's a hardship to come to Lopez Bakery, but I appreciate you making that sacrifice for us.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Adam Carr and Sonia Thompson are the creators of Listening to Mitchell, a multimedia art installation along 7 blocks of Mitchell Street that opens tonight. They spoke with Bonnie North. Lake Effect will air audio postcards from the project beginning next week. Another break now, and in just a moment, if you were hoping for garden fresh produce this year but haven't planted anything yet, don't despair. We'll find out what can still go in the ground today and come out this season when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.